So I see you're heading to Spain.
Yes, sir.
And I know it's not just for pleasure. You're heading over for some clinics?
Some clinics. There are some Berklee College of Music sister schools there. And there's also some personal connections that we've made from, you know, from playing there with Screaming Headless Torsos. And also Gary Willis on bass and Kirk Covington. I played with Gary before, and we're going to do some trio stuff.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm really looking forward to. Both those guys played in Tribal Tech, and they've also played with other people like Wayne Shorter and Joe Zawinul and so forth.
All right. So it'll be a little bit of work and pleasure.
It'll be a little bit of vacation and a little bit of work and a little bit of fun.
All right. Well, hey, you can't ask for more on a trip.
That works for me.
Yeah, totally. Now, let's see. What do you listen to yourself these days? If, you know, what do you have spinning in your CD player or you know, what do you have on the old turntable?
Well, you know what? Right now I'm listening. I have odd listening habits, and right now I'm listening for certain aspects that I don't hear in one piece of music. I'm listening to odd beats, kind of like that Rodney Jerkins produced, like, for example, on Brandy's What About Us,
mm-hmm.
probably the best, you know, best known. There's some other beats, like you hear on Cool Keith. So there's kind of some grooves, R&B grooves, that I don't really hear jazz players pick up on. And, you know, I like it funky. It makes it really interesting for me. Then microtonal stuff. I'm listening to Julian Carrillo's quarter-tone string quartet called Meditation.
Hmm.
It's just incredibly beautiful. And it's something really hard to do with microtonal music because often it, first of all, sounds out of tune, and it's a totally different medium. And he just, I mean, I'm just mesmerized when I hear this piece. And that's something that I want to put in my own music, that kind of feeling.
Yeah. That is art. I think that is hard to come across in music, that, you know, that totally being interwoven with the music maybe at the same time is how I feel about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, and that's hard, it's really hard to achieve, I think, as a musician. Create different sounds, more sounds than most, I think. I take chances a lot with my listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I bumped into your music.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's why you're talking to me, I guess.
Absolutely, I just happened to, you know, and ran across and fell in love with the sounds and you know, the way you can rip on the guitar and then at the same time bring it down to something of a classical sound. It's unique to me, to my ear.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm 36 now, so that's the stage I'm at in my life, is I'm sick of the same old, so I'm always out there trying to find something new.
Mm-hmm.
And even your stuff, you know, from 1994 was new to me. When I was introduced to it, let's see, a year and a half ago, probably now, and you know, re-listening to that, I felt like I woke up again.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I have to say that that's definitely a record that has some legs.
And
you know, John Medeski obviously had a very, very big hand. Actually, two hands in that.
Well, maybe sometimes it's like four hands, it seems like.
Right, four hands. Maybe a foot and a headbutt in there, maybe here and there.
And a flying little bird or
yep.
something, you know. Huh.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite keyboard players, and it was really a tremendous opportunity to do that because it was tough. He was, you know, they were already gigging a lot, and I only had a few holes here and there in his touring schedule to pull that together.
Well, it... however long it took to produce, and it was a nice treat.
It was a quickie.
Yeah, man.
We did that in 5 days.
Holy jeez.
We did a couple rehearsals, mm. then we had 3 recording days and 2 mix days. And nothing was in one piece. I mean, it was all piecemeal.
It works. Hey. Sometimes a little different project like that, you know, you never know how you get inspired.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like you don't have time to mess around.
No, and you make the most of your opportunities to play with a musician like Mr. Medeski.
Yep.
And, you guys did. Now, tell me a little bit about Black Cherry Acid Lab. I'm thinking that sounds like when you and I spoke earlier, I mentioned a band called Liquid Soul. And Black Cherry Acid Lab, to me, as I listened a little here and there on the old internet, it kind of gives me the same sort of feeling and flavor. I'm recommending to you Liquid Soul, by the way.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I need to catch up with them. I don't know them. I have to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Acid Lab is definitely like a punk rap thing.
And yeah.
It's not something that I was looking to do, and it kind of came about in an odd way. I did a gig in Paris with Don Byron, and he had some local rappers and jazz players. And what I really liked is that he kept everything to kind of short vignettes. And a lot of the tunes on Acid Lab are like that. They're not that long. It's, you know, short statements, a short rap improv, a short melodic thing, and then that's it. And that kind of inspired me to do that. I wasn't really looking to do any kind of like rap thing, but it seemed to somehow suggest itself.
It seems to be, I don't want to say the new thing, it seems to be something new to try with other foundations like funk, you know, and even, I guess, punk.
Mm-hmm.
And now that punk thing, you know, keeping the songs kind of short.
Uh-huh.
I like that about the punk tunes.
Right.
I just started listening the other day to some Dead Kennedys again.
Oh, love them.
Yeah, for some fun. And always nice just to really get real energized for a short period of time, then come down for a quick minute, and then get going right back at it again.
You know what? That's what I really liked about the Bad Brains.
Oh, now you're talking.
A couple of the most hardcore, I mean, this sounds, I don't want this to come off wrong, but, you know, these cats could really play. It wasn't just like, you know, messed up to be messed up. That was, to a certain extent, the punk aesthetic. But these cats could really play, and they would totally rip. And then they would do some roots reggae to chill everyone out. And then they would rip your head off all over again. It was beautiful.
Their rendition of Day Tripper is...
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Oh, Lord. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's got that reggae flair with just a little wah-wah now and then in the right spots. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Great.
Yeah, try that if you can get a chance. Oof. Now, do you ever get to sleep? It seems like you're either working, teaching, or off touring.
I don't know.
Do you have any relaxation time?
Seems like I don't work enough. It's so hard to
really
get stuff out there. It's been very hard to, you know, break the U.S. market. I just really haven't been able to spend the time like, you know, other bands. And, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not 20 anymore. I can't, like, go for broke.
No, I know you have a wife.
I have a wife.
She's a musician as well and a photographer and things of that nature, yes?
She's
an artist.
She's an artist.
Yep.
And, yeah. Spouse, house, cars, responsibilities.
Bills, bills, bills. Your name is Bill, man, just like the rest of us, huh? Yeah, well, it's unfortunate that you're not breaking the market, but time, there's still time. You know, there's still time. I see this funk rap thing as being a real hip spot to be in right now. I don't know if that's something you're sticking into or what you're trying these
That's
days.
That's definitely the direction I want to go with Screaming Headless Torsos. Actually, we were just on the road in Europe, and also we did a festival in Mexico with Torsos, with a new singer, and the rapper from Acid Lab, and it was it really, really gelled. It was a lot of fun.
You know, I see you have something going on, I think it was in August, was it Boston? I'm kind of flipping around here.
No, I have, no tours in the summer. The summer is actually the only thing I'm doing right now is I have a gig in New York.
Oh, yeah, the KIA.
And around that, and Berkeley wants me to take a student group to St. Petersburg in Russia for the North Sea Jazz Festival.
There. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that would be... Have you ever been?
No, I'm really...
Oh, I hope you do that.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think that the being in Russia would be an experience for you. Yeah. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book?
Yeah.
Right now I'm reading Shalimar the Clown.
Shalimar the Clown.
By, hello, brain fart.
Hmm.
On Salman Rushdie.
Oh, very interesting.
His latest book. It's very cool.
Yeah.
But before that, I read about Matisse, the painter, the mm-hmm. early years. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating how his paintings, I mean, they created riots.
Huh. Really?
People were shouting, screaming, crying, laughing, almost came to fist fights.
Man. So much like today with things.
I don't know. Today seems pretty tame.
Yeah?
I don't know. We're kind of like... this country has gone to American Idol camp.
Yeah, American Idol. That's... Yep, that's enough of that. We've talked enough about that already now.
I don't really see people pushing the envelope. Just a few.
Yeah. You were mentioning some R&B and soul sounds that you're getting into, some beats,
well,
R&B
just,
mostly.
You know, it's really more the beats. It's not really so much the you know, it's more the programmers.
Sure, sure.
I mean, there's Michelle and DeGiocello. There's a piece called Nothing by Cherokee. You know, I'm kind of a hunter and gatherer, and I've find these things. I can't really tell you, oh, I'm listening to this
right
now.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I do have, you know, I do have a little soul to soul kicking around that I put in every now and then. And I certainly find things that I like in any, you know, they label music and whatever it happens to fall in, I'm sure I like a plenty in all those labels. But I just have a hard time with, like, today's top 40. And now if I could take the beat out of all of it and not have to listen to the quote-unquote singing and vocals, I'd be happy.
I hear you.
But
I mean, there's some
I mean, there's
great
pretty,
singers.
Yeah, I think voices are pretty and beautiful. But at the same time, some of the things they're saying these days are just ridiculous.
Well, it's just all, you know, all in one bag.
Yeah.
But there are some cool things going on. Do you know Kneebody?
No, I don't know Kneebody. K-N-E-E?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nope.
I should check those guys out. Also, I've been checking out a lot of Eastern stuff. Zhu Long, the Chinese composer. I mean, he wrote some stuff, I think, for Crouching Tiger, that movie.
Oh, right.
I love Nguyen Le, he's a Vietnamese guitar player in Paris.
Huh.
There's Dafra Yusuf from Tunisia. There's U Srinivas on mandolin from South India. It's just incredible. So those are the things I'm trying to combine, those kind of beats.
And the world sound.
And microtonal sound.
And microtonal.
That's what I wanted to.
Wow. Interesting.
And... for me right now, I'm just setting up studies. I'm setting up studies of trying to just do that over covers and standards, jazz standards, like Resolution, Exotica, Caravan, and also some Vishnu tunes.
Wow. Very eclectic. Very broad. I like it.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to actually get away from that. I'm putting all this stuff together. I've been mixing for a long time. The reason why I'm doing that is I'm trying to get to one sound versus, you know, this thing and that thing and that thing. You know, I've been doing mixes for, or mixing and experimenting for a long time, but I'm hoping to come up with something that's just, you know, it's more unified. That's the direction I'm heading in.
I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you never know. That's got to be the way you approach it. You never know. I was speaking with Roy Wooten, Future Man from Bella Fleck.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's... So we got into talking about his, you know, inventing the he has two different instruments now that he has invented. He's a fantastic guy. Mm-hmm. Fantastic guy. But he took a shot, did something different, created his own sound, his own thing, and he is working on some incredible projects. He's really, you know, he is one of those guys taking chances. So, I hope you end up in similar shoes as he has right now. Because he's...
Great to play with him.
Oh, wouldn't it? Well, yeah, well, wouldn't that be interesting now? See what I can do. That would be interesting, too. Yeah. Cool. I have some new tasks I didn't know of yet. But those would be good tasks. Yeah, yeah. Let me, I don't want to, you know... go overboard with that, but I will certainly place a call to a couple folks. Name drop quick and go from there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now, also, have you heard of, I'm going to butcher the last name, Jake, it's a whole long Hawaiian last name starting with an S. He's like this virtuoso ukulele player.
I've heard about a Hawaiian ukulele player.
Jake Sam... Yeah, I don't want to be insult the Hawaiian name, but I'm going to be talking to him sometime in June, and I'm very interested in what he's been up to. It's a unique sound with a four-stringed instrument, and he's jamming Jimi Hendrix on it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I was I've been using the ukulele to try and get some Chinese moon lute sounds because it's short enough. I put steel strings on it.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
But no, I am not a virtuoso. I'm definitely not on that instrument. I'm going to leave that to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I guess Jake will take care of that. He's going to be an interesting chat. He's a wild guy, I think. Well, cool, man. I appreciate chatting with you.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on your show, and hopefully I'll be coming that way, and I'll be able to meet you in person.
Yeah, that would be cool. Thank you, and travel well.
All right, thank you.
Be safe.
Have a good night.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.